Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart and, of course, Radio MD. This is segment 909B, I' 908 guest was outstanding. It was Dave Nasseny talking about Caregiver Dave. He's the caregiver's caregiver, talking about how you can get cared for better and the three mistakes that caregivers often make and what to do about them. That's 908B. If you want to download that, please do. Go back and do it. But this is 909B, and we promise we will make it fun for you because we're talking about a very important subject, bladder cancer. And we're talking with Dr. Jun Zhu, Z-H-U, Ph.D., professor in the Department of Genetics and Genomics at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. He's also head of data sciences at SEMA, actually it's Semaphore, a Mount Sinai offshoot company. His interest is in bladder cancer. Now, a lot of bladder cancer is, in fact, as I understand it, Dr. Zhu, related to smoking, and thus has many DNA markers. Is that right?
Yes, the smoking is it's a risk factor for bladder cancer, and there's still some other risk factor, and also some risk factor contributing to bladder cancer.
So what are the other risk factors for bladder cancer other than smoking? So smoking's a big one, and it's one of the reasons why bladder cancer has what it would be called multiple DNA abnormalities with it. And we'll come back to that to find out if I'm right about that. But let's talk about the other risk factors. What are the other risk factors for bladder cancer?
And, yeah, there's smoking and it's alcohol and there's some other, it's a gender bias for bladder cancer. And
gender bias meaning men get it more than women.
Yes.
And is it related to the HPV virus or not?
No, that actually is one of the risk gene that actually is the seed on the X chromosome, and so if it get more, it's epigenetically modify that gene and make make male more suspect to bladder cancer. So some is the genetic factor.
Gotcha. Now, The way I've learned that people do bladder cancer evaluation now is after a CT scan, which hopefully shows no nodes or no, if you will, enlargement around the bladder itself, you then do a what you would call a scope, where you put a small instrument inside the bladder and look for fluorescent markings, look for abnormal, if you will, uptake of this dye, and you also do a bunch of biopsies. Is that correct?
So actually, don't call me on that, and if they have to, surgeon on that. I think that they want to differentiate whether it's muscle invasive or it's non-muscle invasive, and so do some just a biopsy, and then they will treat a little bit differently. So definitely it's a muscle invasive, then they do some surgery, and non-muscle invasive, and they could be using a non-surgical way to treat the tumor.
So if it's not in the muscle layer, so the bladder has three layers. It has an inner smooth layer, which is kind of where it functions, a muscular layer, and then a outer or layer closest to the surface of the body, which would be a covering layer, and I don't know what their terms are. But obviously, if the bladder cancer penetrates into the muscle, that's a different therapy than one that doesn't. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Now, Mount Sinai has, researchers have used data science to determine a specific cancer in bladder cancer that has what is called a genetic signature, or an active gene signature associated with it, because it's and it happens to be particularly aggressive. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so most of our research is focused on the muscle invasive, it's the bladder cancer. So that one you have to treat, generally have it's the surgery. And the main, it's the different how you treat it is just whether you're going to give it's the chemotherapy at the before surgery or after surgery, but most focused on the cisplatin-based therapy, is either it's a new adjuvant or adjuvant therapy. But it's bladder cancer, you mentioned that there are a lot of it's the DNA heterogeneity, and so the bladder cancer actually is very, very heterogeneous. So they can be classified into several groups, depend on which omic data you can get on your hand. So generally, you can, based on the gene expression data, you can classify into a three or four group. And mainly, it's the difference between the three or four group is there how they respond to is the cisplatin-based chemotherapy.
So I take it cisplatinum, I didn't know this, cisplatinum is still used for bladder cancer. It's a pretty wicked drug, isn't it?
The response is very, very heterogeneous, but that still is the standard therapy for the muscle invasive bladder cancer.
Now, does that occur, do you take out the bladder at the same time?
So that can be it's the either you can use that the drug before the surgery is the new adjuvant, or you can use that after surgery.
Gotcha.
But either now, way, that some of patients respond, some patients don't respond.
Now, this marker, if you find this marker, which is a progressive, indicates a very, progressive disease, or potentially invasive prognosis or malignant disease, the new marker that the Icahn School of Medicine under your guidance here has uncovered, do you go to a more aggressive therapy then? Is that the plan, or what do you do? What's different about that?
Yeah, so it's the before we discovered this marker, and generally the three is the let's just make it simplify. It's three subtypes that it's a luminal and basal and or P53 alike, and so it's the one subtype that it know that respond to is the platinum-based therapy, and the other group is the don't respond. And P53, like, in general, they don't respond any therapy, but actually their prognosis is very, very heterogeneous. So we focus on these very heterogeneous groups, see whether we can classify them into its good or bad prognosis. Yeah, you're right. So if we can identify those, is the patient have is the poor prognosis, then probably we can match them to is the different drug or different is the clinical trial. Yeah, that the plan is the if we can identify those patients, then we would like to treat them more aggressively.
And let me ask you one more thing. To get to your website, to get to the Icahn School of Medicine website, if you want to support this, you would go to mountsinai.edu, or is it, what's the website? Is it edu or .org? Or you can just probably search Google Mount Sinai. What would be the next word you'd use after Mount Sinai? You'd use Mount Sinai.
Yeah, so there's the two ways. It's mountsinai.org that link to is the general Mount Sinai health system, include is a Mount Sinai hospital and Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. Or you can type mssm.edu. That meaning is the website linked to the medical school.
So mssu.med.
mssm.edu.
mssm.edu.
Correct, yeah.
In any case, search for the new biomarker. If you know someone who has bladder cancer or are worried about it because you smoked or had a heavy alcohol use in your youth or even in your adult life, this is a great place to find out more information about it. We've been joined by Dr. Jun Zhu, Z-H-U. He's a professor in the Department of Genetics and Genomics at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. He's head of data sciences for SEMA4, a Mount Sinai company, SEMA4, Mount Sinai company, and has discovered a new biomarker which shows that those patients with it might be good to think about how aggressively your therapy for bladder cancer is. Of course, the best therapy for bladder cancer is prevention, so I urge you to not smoke, and if you do, feel free to come to the Cleveland Clinic website to learn out how to quit smoking. ClevelandClinicWellness.com/e-coaching will get you to our website and our smoking cessation platform. Thanks again very much, Dr. Zhu, for being our guest today, and thank you, Ben, for great engineering. But more importantly, thank you, the listener, for downloading us. Do rate us weekly. And remember, we have a segment every week, the news of the week with what it means for you, and a B segment with great guests like Dr. Zhu has just proved to be, who can teach us an awful lot about things in medicine that we should know an awful lot about. We'll be right back next week. Tune in, download us, tell your friends about us. Thanks again.